cap, sat at the closest computer, squinting at the library catalog and almost pressing his nose against the screen. Two teenage kids browsed the ancient mythology section, giggling and pointing at whatever legend they found so amusing in a huge hardback book. Emily sighed. They don't get how inaccurate that stuff is. But at least they were distracted. Shaking out her hands, Emily nodded at the wall and took off at a brisk pace toward it. Her knee smacked into the solid wall first, followed by her nose and forehead. The loud thump and the young witch's yelp of surprise made everyone turn and stare. The teenagers gawked, then burst out laughing. The girl with a shaved head leaned sideways against the bookshelf and folded her arms. You're supposed to walk next to walls, not into them. Her friend burst out laughing before catching sight of the fey librarian coming around the checkout desk. Emily rubbed her stinging nose, which wasn't bleeding, thankfully, and shot the teenage girls a sarcastic glare. Aren't you supposed to be in school? The girl who'd laughed a little too loud widened her eyes and snorted. It's June. I know what month it is. Rubbing her nose one more time and sniffing, Emily stepped back and looked at the wall that should have let her through. That wasn't supposed to happen. Yeah, no kidding. The girls burst into giggles again. The Hadstrom witch turned toward them and shook her head. Would you just... She shooed them away with both hands. The teenagers only rolled their eyes at her. Is this how Nikki and Laura feel when they're trying to get me to pay attention? The fey librarian came up behind the teenagers and cleared her throat. The girls whirled around with wide eyes. They couldn't see her for what she was, their tiny magical brains still dormant. But seeing her as a librarian had the desired effect anyway. We have a noise policy, girls. If you insist on making so much of it, I suggest you either head to the children's books section or step outside. The girl with a shaved head opened her mouth to protest, but shut it when the fairy raised an eyebrow. Come on, she muttered to her friend. The other girl shoved the book they'd been laughing at back on the shelf on top of some other books, and the teenagers ambled toward the library's front doors. Shaking her head, the librarian removed the book and returned it to its rightful spot. Emily smiled. You gotta admit, though, everyone's a little scared of a librarian's wrath. The fairy turned to settle that calculating gaze on the young witch. Then her disciplinary expression vanished, and she chuckled. That's the third time this week I've had to tell those two to get quiet or get lost. The summer brings us a lot of traffic, along with the heat, but some of these kids make me wish high school lasted year-round. The youngest Hadstrom sister laughed. I was thinking the same thing. At least they're reading, right? The fairy closed her eyes and glanced back across the library toward the front door. The teenage girls were pushing each other across the entrance, back and forth, laughing until they burst outside into the heat of the morning. Maybe. I'd rather have them spending their free time at a library than getting into trouble. They're just so loud. She set her hands on her hips and cocked her head. Is that wall acting up again? Emily stretched and bent her leg a few times, the ache in her banged knee almost gone now. Yep, that's never happened before. It's not supposed to, either. The librarian reached toward the wall, frowning when she ran her hand along the solid surface instead of being able to pass through. Started acting up a few days ago, and I can't for the life of me figure out why. We've had a lot of complaints. Yeah, it's a painful surprise. Emily grinned, but the fairy didn't seem to think it as amusing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If I knew what was wrong, I'd get to fixing it right away. I just do not understand.